kind of Louis Vuitton dot. And this is James Hyman, XFM.
So I'm still here with rapper, producer, I would say comedian, computer programmer when you were like age five doing video games. I read. Spiritual ass kicker, yeah. Kanye West.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to play Twister in a minute, right? Obviously featuring Jamie Foxx. Kind of like him, you know, you got, you're very talented. You're going to do a flip like him, maybe go from music into movies?
Eventually, but right now I need to just focus on doing music because it's a void there. People need another good album. They need another few good albums. And so once my job is done, then I'll switch jobs.
Okay, we'll talk about the album in a minute. Let's just play some Twister and Jamie Foxx slow jams, and then Usher with a remix as well.
Are you gonna be? Say that you're gonna be.
She says she wants some Marvin Gaye, some Luther Vandross, a little Anita, but definitely set this party all right.
Drive over in your new whip. Bring some friends you cool with. I'ma bring the cool whip. Then I want you to strip. See, you is my new chick. So we get our grind on. She be grabbing, calling me Biggie like Shine Home. Man, I swear she fine home. Why she always lying on? Telling me them diamonds when she know they rhymes. She got a light skinned friend, look like Michael Jackson. Got a dark skinned friend, look like Michael Jackson. I play ready for the world, she was ready for some action. My dog said you ain't no freak, so you bout to prove my man wrong. I'ma play this Vandross, you gon' take your pants off. I'ma play this Gladys Knight, me and you gon' get right.
XFL, FL. This is Kanye West and you're listening to one of the illest DJs because he really listens to music and tries to give the fans something good to hear. His name is James Hyman. Hyman.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Matthew?
Yeah, listen.
Baby, I know we said it's best we don't talk no more, but I gotta get it off my chest. About all the shit I've been hearing, babe. I thought you was that ride or die. You would never leave my side. They made you out to be the woman that I will be with for life. I tucked in your key, did everything that you wanted me to. Now me look about you frontin' the radio interviews. Do it make you feel good a lot, even though when you wanna cry.
It's on my confession. Just when I thought I said all I can say, my chick on the side says she got one on the way.
Right with me.
It's on my confession. Man, I'm thrown and I don't know what to do. I guess I gotta give part two of my confession. If I'm gonna tell it, then I gotta tell it all. Damn, they cried when I got that phone call. I'm so thrown.
How did she bring it up? How did she break it down? Man, you at the clinic? Dawg, slow down. That's your child. But if you keep it, then you gotta tell your girl you was cheating.
Yeah.
And you went raw, dawg, when you beat it. That's when she gon' tell you to beat it. And you know it ain't y'all little secret. You famous, you can't go nowhere. Cause every time you go there, it's there. So basically, you and your girl over.
Yeah.
And I know when she broke the news, you told her, man, don't say that. Matter of fact, like Pat, don't say Jack. Every time I'm sitting on Paystacks, things come up from way, way, way back. Way back.
As the college dropout, what was your favorite subject at school?
I like English a lot. I was really good at it because my mother was an English professor. Actually, she was head of the English department when I went to the school, so that just meant that I didn't have to turn my work in on time.
Okay, I read you got a weakness here for porn. Is that true?
I would say I like pornos.
So do you get, I mean, I'm relating to you here. Do you get a lot of guilt from it? Because, you know, you're very Lord loving. You love the Lord and everything, and then you got the porn vibe.
Yeah, me and John Mayer talk about that. John Mayer said, I could stay in the house for like 2 days because, you know, like, I got my music, video games. You know, I love the porn too, so I don't even have to leave the house for like 2 days. I don't know. It's just, if you're just a regular person, hey, whatever. Everybody has whatever their vice is.
Sure. Late registration, let's quickly talk about the new album. Tell us what's going to be on there, if anything you can.
The tracks are a little bit more mature with experimenting with different type of samples. It's still very soulful subject matter. It's based on subject matter. It's not just like, hey, miscellaneous raps about anything. The first album didn't have any tracks on relationships, and this new Late Registration is going to have at least three or four.
Okay.
About different relationship situations.
Okay, let's go back to College Dropout anyway and play All Falls Down, which shame it never had the Lauryn Hill on there, kind of commercially available.
Yeah, but I think Selena killed it, though.
She did. Yeah. She did, but you know, Lauryn would have been good. And let's have some Brandy as well after that.
I love this song. It did better out here than it actually did in the States. But Brandy, she's one of the illest singers, though. Her voice is dope.
Oh man. Kanye West. Lauryn Hill.
Remember they used to call you that?
This shit is crazy. This shit is crazy. Listen, y'all.
Yeah.
This the real one, baby.
I'm telling you.
Chi-town stand up. Southside, we gon' set this party off right. West side, we gon' set this party off right. Man, I promise. She's so self-conscious. She has no idea what she's doing in college. That major that she majored in don't make no money. But she won't drop out. Her parents are looking at her funny. Now, tell me that ain't insecure. The concept of school seems so secure. Sophomore 3 years, ain't picked a career. She like, get, I'll just stay down her and do it. Cause that's enough money to buy her a few pairs of new ears. Cause her baby daddy don't really care. She's so precious with the peer pressure. Couldn't afford a car, so she named her daughter a lady. Yeah, been so long that it looked like weave. Then she cut it all off, now she look like Eve. And she be dealing with some issues that you can't believe. Single black female addicted to retail as well. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now?
Somebody's lying. It's always something. Her auntie told your cousin. Then all your homies jumping. And now the whole hood's buzzing. He said, she said, don't let it get in head. Baby, don't say something that you will regret. I'm on your team. It's us against them, you see. Hey, we ain't gon' stop. They just want what we got.
Couple of things I can't honor, man. How you listen to a girl that still want a man? Tell me the truth, is that a man or Juana, man? I'm wondering why she ready to go like Wanda then. When we met, you was a V like Madonna, man. Now you in a field running plays like Donovan McNabb. Before you get in the cab, I traded my cash just to take it back to last summer, man. You don't remember when you was my sweetest? You don't remember I call you Reese's Pieces? Cause it's no wrong way to do, you know what? She turned around, giggled, said you so nuts. But nowadays we acting way too grown up. Like how your ex-girl get that new number. The rumors was so numerous. For sticking by me, I had to give you 2 thumbs up. And that's why
the more they talk about us,
by the way, you need to hear this. Some guy, there's a big drummer bass guy called Zinc. Drummer bass mix of Jesus Walks.
It's crazy.
It's heavy.
Yeah.
You need to hear it.
Show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. Yeah.
Jay-Z, No ID, Muhammad Ali, they seem to be, as far as I can gather, kind of good influences on you and how you've developed. Anyone else who's shaped you and you've learned from?
I'd say my mother and my father. I had the influence to be expressive and creative and follow your dreams is what my mother taught. A lot of situations with blacks in the community and triangle relationships and political problems, my father taught me since I was 12, like when I didn't want to hear it. So when it was time to come out as an artist, all of that just soaked through my lyrics. So,
okay. Would you say you're arrogant? A lot of people in interviews like to try and pull you on that one, but on radio, tell the people, do you think people are just misunderstanding you?
Well, I think I'm very passionate about anything that I believe in, and I will argue it to the death. So when 50 didn't win a Grammy for Best New Artist, I went up there and I said, yo, you know, he got robbed. Now, when I didn't win American Music Awards Best New Artist, I said, I got robbed.
Well, when the MTV Hip Hop Award you didn't just win recently.
Yeah, yeah. So when I say, well, it was stiff competition with that. But I feel like Best New American Artist, even if I lost to Maroon 5, then maybe I could have understood it. But Gretchen Wilson, and this is no knock to her music, I'm sure it's great, but as far as influence around the world, and I just felt like I got robbed, and I just expressed that. But then people say, well, he's arrogant for saying that. But if you strive for greatness, you can't be complacent. The fact that I'm not complacent is the reason why I'm in Europe, I'm in the UK talking to you right now. All those other people that have some type of comment to say, they're sitting their ass with their regular job that they hate, that they never will get past because they don't have it in them to say, look, I'm about to follow my dreams. I'm going to do what it is I really want to do. It doesn't have to be specifically rap or music, but just to say, man, I want to be the boss of me. So that mentality, you know, if you listen to losers, you're bound to be the next one.
Nice. Very true. We're going to end with the classic, really one of my favorite tracks of the year, Insane. Love the double video for this. I caught the other one the other night, the weird one with the Jesus.
Oh,
black and white one.
There's three, right?
There's a Ku Klux Klan, which I didn't see.
Yeah.
But good on you again. More perfectionism.
So you never saw the one with the Klan in there?
No.
Which one did they show? The church one?
They show the church one and occasionally the little Jesus guy walking around.
Yeah, yeah. We're gonna definitely have a problem with that because I told them to only show the one with the Klan in it. So now, actually, right when I finish this interview, I'm going to get to the bottom of that and somebody's going to get their head chewed off.
Anything else to say about Jesus Walks or anything else you want to say?
I just want to say that song, I feel like I was the vessel that God chose to get that message across. Jesus Walks is not saying, okay, I'm the perfect person or I'm a saint. It's talking about the struggle to keep God in your life and also living a secular life and the struggle between good and evil and trying to make the right decisions and you're asking for God to show you the way. The devil's trying to break you down constantly and that's my life and that's the average person's life, and I think that's why I related to so many people. And I just want to thank God for letting me have the opportunity to be the person that gets to perform that song, because he could have chose any of us humans to do it.
Thank you, Kanye, very much for your time.
Yo, 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 Kanye to the XFM.
Yo, we at war. We at war with terrorism, racism, but most of all, we at war with ourselves. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. Know what the Midwest is, young and restless, well, restless.
Niggas.
Might snatch your necklace, the next thief might jack your Lexus. Somebody tell these who Kanye West is. I walk through the valley of the shadow where death is. Top floor, the view alone will leave you breathless. Try to catch it, it's kinda hard getting choked by the Texas. Yeah, yeah, now check the method. They be asking us questions, harassing, arrest us, saying we eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast, huh? Y'all eat pieces of shit? What's the basis? We ain't going nowhere but got suits and cases. A trunk full of coke, rental car from Avis. My mama used to say only Jesus could save us. Well, mama, I know I act the fool, but I'll be gone till November, I got packs to move. I hope
Jesus,
God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I could do now to right my wrongs.
I wanna talk to God, but I'm afraid cause we ain't spoken so long. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I can do now to right my wrongs. I wanna talk to God, but I'm afraid cause we ain't spoken so long. To the hustlers, killers, murderers, drug dealers, even the scribblers.
Jesus was with them.
To the victims of welfare, feel we living in hell here. Hell yeah.
Jesus was with them.
Now I hear he, wanna see thee more clearly. I know he hear me when my feet get weary. Cause we're the almost nearly extinct. We rappers as role models, we rap, we don't think. I ain't here to argue about his facial features. We're here to convert atheists into believers. I'm just trying to say the way school need teachers, the way Kathleen need it, Regis. That's the way I need Jesus. So here go my single dog, radio needs this. They said you can rap about anything except for Jesus. That means guns, sex, lies, video. But if I talk about God, my record won't get played, huh? Well, if this take away from my spins, which will probably take away from my ends, then I hope it take away from my sins and bring the day that I'm dreaming about. Next time I'm in the club, everybody screaming out. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now.